USA News. I'm Julio Flores. A judge's ruling in Texas could halt access to an abortion pill across the U.S. A group of anti-abortion doctors is asking a district court judge in Amarillo to vacate the FDA approval of the abortion pill mifepristone. The group claims the drug was improperly approved by the FDA back in 2000. Judge Matthew Kosmark could rule as early as today on the lawsuit. His ruling could temporarily halt access to mifepristone across the U.S., even in states where abortion is illegal. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. ruled on Thursday that former President Donald Trump can be deposed as part of lawsuits filed by two former FBI officials who were fired after Trump was elected in 2016. U.S. District Court Judge Amy Berman Jackson said attorneys for former FBI agents Peter Strzok and former FBI attorney Lisa Page could question Trump about limited topics. Trump publicly criticized Strzok and Page for years after the release of text messages between the two in which they disparaged Trump and said they were worried he'd be elected president. Strzok is suing to be reinstated and for back pay, while Page's suit argues the release of the text violated federal privacy laws. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he and Joe Biden will be discussing an influx of immigration into Canada when the president visits Ottawa next month.
Since Roxham Road is not an official land port of entry, refugees are able to cross over and then claim asylum within Canada. Trudeau said this week closing the loophole will only lead to people crossing elsewhere, and USA Ambassador to Canada David Cohen shared that sentiment.
It is a mistake to think that you can solve this problem by treating only symptoms.
Cohen would not say if the USA is in active talks to change the deal. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Washington Commanders could have a new high-profile owner closing in on purchasing the franchise. The Washington Post is reporting that Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has hired an investment firm to examine the possibility of a bid to purchase the Commanders. Bezos hired the firm of Allen & Company, the same company that helped navigate the recent sale of both the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers. The billionaire has not submitted a bid for the Commanders. Multiple sources have confirmed that they expect a full sale of the franchise that is currently owned by Daniel Snyder. The Atlanta Hawks are closing in on their next head coach. The Athletic is reporting that the team has begun formal discussions with former Utah Jazz head coach Quinn Snyder about the vacant position. Atlanta is attempting to hire Snyder swiftly during the current season. The Hawks fired former coach Nate McMillan earlier this week after a 29-30 start to the season. The Hawks list of growing candidates is also rumored to include Bucks assistant Charles Lee, Kings assistant Jordy Fernandez, Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson, Spurs assistant Mitch Johnson, and G League South Bay's Miles Simon. The top team in hockey is making a move before the trade deadline. According to TSN, the Boston Bruins are acquiring defenseman Dmitry Orlov and forward Garnett Hathaway from the Washington Capitals. In return, Boston will be sending forward Craig Smith, a first-round pick in 2023, a second-rounder in 2025, and a third-round pick in 2024 to Washington. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.